This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Israelis eyed the end of an era Thursday after a motley alliance of parties from across the political spectrum agreed to form a government to unseat veteran Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Opposition leader Yair Lapid announced the deal just minutes before a midnight Wednesday deadline, prompting celebrations into the early hours by the premier's opponents and a defiant show of support by his fans. On paper, the prospective coalition commands a slender majority in parliament, but a confidence vote is not expected for several days, giving Netanyahu time to woo potential defectors. With the threat of possible jail time hanging over him in his ongoing trial on corruption charges, 71-year-old Netanyahu is unlikely to give up without a fight, and analysts warned a messy battle could lie ahead before his record 12 straight years in office come to an end. Should last-minute defections thwart the Change alliance, Israelis likely would have to hold another election, the fifth in just over 2 years. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will discuss with Russian President Vladimir Putin later this month the harboring of cyber attackers like those believed to have targeted meatpacking giant JBS. The White House press secretary told reporters at the White House that Mr. Biden, quote, has launched a rapid strategic review, end quote, of the attack that affected JBS operations in Australia and North America. Mr. Biden will meet with his Russian counterpart in Geneva June 16th, as tensions between the two world powers have escalated over election meddling, human rights, and Russian aggression toward Ukraine. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is launching a vaccine sprint, urging more Americans to roll up their sleeves against COVID-19. The president says the nation's moving toward a summer of get-togethers and celebrations, but it first needs to pull out all the stops to meet his goal of having 70% of adults partially vaccinated by July 4th. Mr. Biden says public and private partnerships will keep finding ways of getting more people vaccinated, with incentives and fun rewards, including free beer. Anheuser-Busch says it will buy Americans 21 and over a round of beers if the president's goal of 70% is met. Right now, 63% of adults have received at least one vaccine dose. Italy opened vaccinations for everybody over the age of 12 Thursday. Each region can adapt the national rules, but technically anyone registered with health authorities can sign up, including teenagers, after the European Medicines Agency approved the Pfizer-BioNTech shot for 12 to 15-year-olds last week. Italy is one of the European nations hardest hit by the pandemic. Australia's Victoria State extended a snap COVID-19 lockdown Wednesday for a second week in Melbourne in a bid to contain an outbreak of a highly contagious Delta variant first detected in India. Victoria State's acting premier warned that tough measures were needed or else cases could explode. The latest outbreak has been traced back to a traveler who returned from overseas. The person left hotel quarantine in South Australia State after testing negative, but later tested positive in Melbourne. Officials say the bodies of two migrants have been recovered from the Mediterranean Sea, and another 20 remain missing a day after two Europe-bound boats sank off the coast of Tunisia. The Defense Ministry said Wednesday Tunisia naval units rescued a total of 109 people. Most of the migrants were from sub-Saharan Africa. Peruvians will choose their new president amid a coronavirus pandemic that has even pushed cemeteries in the South American nation beyond capacity. The runoff election Sunday between rural teacher Pedro Castillo and career politician Keiko Fujimori comes on the heels of the Peruvian government's admission that the pandemic's death toll is at least 2.5 times higher than previously acknowledged. Sri Lankan authorities said Thursday they're preparing for the worst-case scenario of a possible oil leak from the burnt-out cargo ship sinking off Colombo's main harbor. The Marine Environment Protection Authority readied oil dispersants, booms, and skimmers in case of a leak from the ship, which has nearly 350 tons of oil in its fuel tanks. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.